This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. True humility comes first from considering our human condition, and second by pondering the example of Jesus himself. Like a river flowing down a mountain, God's grace flows downward to the humble, not upward to the proud. In this meditation, Johann Gerhard reminds us it does not harm us to humble ourselves. After all, even the angels in heaven veil their faces in God's presence. We are all weak and frail, but judge no one more so than thyself. It will do thee no harm in extreme humility to judge thyself weaker and more insignificant than all others, but it will harm thee to regard thyself in self-sufficient pride as superior to anyone else. The 24 elders, that is, the whole triumphant church of God, cast their crowns before the throne and ascribe righteousness and glory to God. What then shall a poor unworthy sinner do? The seraphim and holy angels veil their faces in the presence of the divine majesty. What then shall we do, creatures so sinful, so unworthy, and so displeasing in a multitude of ways to our Creator? Christ is the true and only begotten Son of God, in a marvelous display of humility, descended from heaven and took upon himself our frail human nature, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, what then shall we do to exhibit our humility, who have gone so far astray from God through our sins and iniquities? Behold, O faithful soul, how thy Savior hath rebuked thy pride by that stupendous exhibition of humility. And in the face of this, wouldst thou still lift up thy soul with pride? Christ entered into his glory by the lowly path of his bitter passion, and dost thou think that thou canst enter into that heavenly glory by the highway of pride? The devil was cast out of the kingdom of heaven for his pride, and dost thou, when thou art not yet in that world of glory, strive after it in pride and haughtiness of spirit? Adam for his pride was driven out of paradise, and dost thou think to enter the heavenly paradise by way of the same pride? Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.